Not yet. It takes a second to get going. And we are live after a little bit of tech back and forth, but we got this going. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Dating Kinky Presents, Kinky Socializing in a Social Distancing World. This is our second of the COVID-19 kink series, Kink in the Time of COVID-19, as we've been jokingly calling it. And this one was actually brought to me by Hi There Catsuit, which as soon as he brought it to me, I'm like, oh yes, we definitely, 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 definitely want this to happen. So of course, I immediately snatched him up and said, go ahead. And then he also brought in Switchy Cat, which I'm super excited to hear from. She just sounds like an absolute ball. So I am going to hand this over to their incredibly capable hands and take it away, Catsuit and Cat.
Well, thank you very much, Nookie. I greatly appreciate it. Are you hearing me okay now? Because I moved to a microphone.
Yes.
Awesome. First of all, who are these people? Well, I am what I call a connector of friends. I've worked in the marketing and media world for about the past 30 years. Was actually a member of Prodigy. I don't know if you all remember what Prodigy was, but that was the original social
Yes.
media way on back.
I was on Prodigy, I was on AOL, and I was on CompuServe.
Oh wow, you had the grand slam. Of course, if I said Prodigy to Switchy Cat, she'd go, "What?" I started a Discord called The Ones We Choose, or what we like to jokingly call hashtag TOWC, back in October of last year to bring together basically my friends in a social media way to be able to talk to them all at the same time. And what we all had in common was the world of kink. What kept us there was the fact that we realized that we just absolutely loved each other and we respected each other and we were there for each other. So that absolutely made just a wonderful feeling for all of us. But then somebody brought up the fact that, wait a minute, that's exclusive. You're keeping people out of here. Well, not wanting to be exclusive and keeping people out of here. And because I was lucky enough to have met Switchy Cat, I knew that there was a Columbus Discord channel for all the kinky folks in Columbus. So I approached Switchy Cat and then proceeded to meet her about a week later and said, what if we built one for all of Cleveland, Akron, and Canton and the whole Northeast Ohio area? And that became Kinkland TV, which we debuted just after Winter Wickedness, which is one of the big conventions up here in Ohio. And the reason it's called Kinkland TV is the people of Cleveland will tell you that Cleveland is also known as the land, thus Kinkland. And then the TV was because we decided that we would program it like a cable lineup with channels for everything from general talk to rope talk to switchy talk to Polyland to Spankorama, I think is one of them. In other words, we have chat rooms for almost every specialty in the world of kink. So that's how I visualize things. And now I want Switchy to kind of give her story to tell you how she came into all of this.
So my name is Switchy Cat. I made a Columbus Kink Discord. So I was really frustrated that FetLife did not have a chat feature. So I decided to move on to Discord. It's one of my favorite chat platforms. I'm in various kind of kinky to gaming to any kind of server, hypnosis stuff on there. So Catsuit approached me. We had a nice sit down chat, and I was like, "Yeah, I can do all the behind the scenes work." So I am now the bot mistress of Kinkland TV. So that is my role there, and just kind of organizing staff and just chatting around and keeping busy. So that is me.
So the thing that brought us together is I am a creative person. And I have always been in the creative media. And Switchy Cat, it was like the Mr. Scott of this. I went, Mr. Scott, I need more power. So when we finally said engage, I'm watching a lot of Star Trek during this whole thing. So when we said engage, she was the one that was able to bring it all together. It is just one part of what we're going to talk about tonight. So let's move forward and tell you, why is it important that we have these kind of connections in the social distancing world right now? Well, first of all, strong connections are important to keep, especially in this time when we can't see each other face to face. Mental health safety. There's a lot of people who are by themselves and feel isolated and feel like they want to be a part of a bigger conversation. That's something that I know for a fact, having lived in or have currently living in a studio apartment. When we got the safe at home or the stay at home order here in Ohio, I actually drove down to Cincinnati, and my ex and my kids welcomed me here because they didn't want me to be by myself. But I needed to make sure that I maintain those strong connections with my friends, thus having the two chat rooms. Sharing talents and resources. It is amazing what we found, especially during the stay-at-home time, where people have been able to share their ideas, their resources, their talents, their small business links, their things to keep them from going crazy links, and things that we'll talk about in a little bit. And then a feeling of community and growing your own. It was my mission to try to bring all of Northeast Ohio together. I've kind of been known as this ambassador that is a member of two different spaces in Cleveland. The spaces don't always get along with each other. And people have gone, Catsuit, how can you get along with both sides? And I said, simple. I just am nice to them. So I've always wanted to bring things together. So let's talk about common social media first. Facebook is obviously vanilla for everybody. You can send nice things in Facebook Messenger, however, and it's a thing that I like to call a drive-by from time to time. And I know drive-by has a bad connotation, but I do things called drive-bys where I leave messages for people I haven't talked to in a long time, just saying, hey, I'm thinking about you. I hope you're well. And if you want to reconnect, if you want to connect back, would love to hear from you, but just wanted you to know that I was thinking of you. Twitter is kind of where we get all our news. Instagram is where we can send each other videos or see how people are doing video-wise. Some people maintain social media accounts both on the vanilla side and the kinky side. I actually opened up my own Twitter account after I appeared on the Off the Cuffs podcast this week because I wanted people to be able to get a hold of me on Twitter. And then you see that thing called emoji texts. On the right side, you see an example of a conversation that I had with my queen. My queen is Lady Catalyst. She is someone that I am her knight, and she is my queen. And that was a conversation that we had where I sent her a note saying that I love kissing her 100%. I love her in every way. I'm going to kiss you again. And then she's going to, there's a writing crop there, obviously. And it made me happy, so I hugged her. In other words, instead of just sending a text to her, that's what I sent to her. So now we will simply send three emojis to each other just to tell each other that we think we're thinking of each other. Then there are the things that people may not think about. I have had an account, and I haven't been able to access it lately, but it was a kinky Pinterest account. It had scenes that I absolutely loved. It had outfits I absolutely loved. Yes, there were a lot of cat suits on there, as you may imagine. And when I was negotiating scenes, I would actually send the Pinterest page to another person and said, here's some ideas for you. So some people have ideas on cooking. Some people have ideas on decorating. I was giving people ideas on my scenes through Pinterest. Yes, I know that's kind of strange, but it worked. And then TikTok, I'll defer to Switchy about this because I know nothing about TikTok, but I know that a lot of people are using it for fun things.
It's basically the new Vine. If you're familiar with the Vine, it's just short little video clips where you can do little dances that go viral and stuff like that. I'm honestly not even on TikTok, but that's what I've seen. People will post TikToks onto Instagram, so it's kind of confusing, but yeah.
Okay. So then there are the chat rooms, and this is what Switchy and I would love to talk to you all about. There are many different kinds of chat rooms. We talk about Discord. And Discord, as Switchy mentioned earlier, is a chat room for gamers. But when Kick looked like it was going to go the way of Vine, a lot of people moved over to Discord. Basically what it is, it's a chat app where you can have group chats with each other. And what makes Discord so interesting is the fact that you don't really have to have a formal identity on it. You pick a nickname and you don't have to kind of be vetted. Now, that can be good and that can be bad, but Discord was one of those things where you didn't have to give out a lot of identifying information in order to join Discord. Kick was the same way. WhatsApp, Messenger, and WeChat, I know there are a bunch of my kinky friends that are on all of those, but once again, there are limitations as to how visible you want to be as far as being identified. Me being in a public-facing job and actually being in the public-facing job market right now, as so many of us are, it's not a good idea for me to have information going out about me, especially in a kinky chat room. So it's one of the things that makes Discord and Kick so good. Kick is now ad-supported. Discord is so scalable, you can scale it from a few members to hundreds of members and be able to have some great conversations. There are also video conferencing chats. Google Hangouts can be used if you set up a separate Google account for your kinky self. I have a separate Google account for my kinky self to be able to keep myself making sure that I'm logging onto the right websites under the right identity, because if I accidentally go to the wrong website on a work computer, that's not a good thing to do. Zoom is also a great video conferencing service, and off the cuffs, I'm going to give them credit. I see Minimus Maximus is actually in our chat here. Off the cuffs is actually doing a weekly virtual munch via Zoom. And if you go to offthecuffs.org, I think it is. I'm sure Minimus Maximus will tell me if I'm wrong there. They actually have a virtual munch going on every single Friday, and everyone is invited. And it's as simple as hitting a button, and suddenly there you are on Zoom, and there you are and able to not only see but hear people from all over the country. I was there last week. It was fantastic. So here's the one that we started. It's called Kinkland TV, and it was originally made to be the Discord server and chat home for all the kinky people in Northwest or in Northeast Ohio. And we'll provide a link in the chat bar as we go along. But I already saw, I think it was Andrea had already asked, can anybody from Ohio join? I'm going to be very forthright and honest and say that anybody from anywhere can join. If you are feeling in this social distancing world like you need a connection with some other kinky people, we would love to have you join us. There are some great spirited conversations. There are some great conversations that happen every week. Like we have Nemo, who runs a weekly rope talk. Thank you, Nemo, for moving your rope talk earlier in the day so we could have this time open for our webinar. And then there's also a poly talk that Lita Loves is in charge of. And then there's Littles talk, and there's scavenger hunts that go on with the Littles. I mean, literally everything you can enjoy as far as conversation we'll find there. And actually, Switchy Cat will tell you about something that she did the other day that was rather interesting. So setting up your own. If you want to set up your own Discord, you can. There are a number of things you can do. You could set up a private Discord, which is invitation only, where you invite people that just you want in that Discord, and you can have conversations and set up very simple things like just one or two rooms so you all can talk. That's what the ones we choose is. It's a very small private Discord. Then there's the public Discord, which is like Kinkland TV, which is open to anybody that wants to come in. They have to follow the rules because we will try to keep trolls out as much as we possibly can. But like living under any bridge that trolls might do, you'll find them and you'll try to figure out a way to keep everybody safe. One of the things that's very important is that you have a safe for work and a not safe for work chat, because there are people that like to check into their Discord at work. And if suddenly a picture of some boobs pop up, or a picture of a person tied up or something like that pops up on your phone screen or your computer screen, that could be a little bit of a problem at work. Unless some of you happen to work in a wonderful place where you can see that, nookie. But, you know, things like that. Then having a not safe for work, you can actually set not safe for work channels inside Discord where you have to hit a button saying, I realize I'm going to a not safe for work channel. There are solid rules that we have. And Switchy, do you want to tell them what our basic rules are? Or if you don't remember, sure. I'm happy to.
Mostly just mutual respect, follow consent, all that good stuff. Respect and love are the guiding principles. So that is pretty much a good catch-all.
And ask to PM some, or ask to direct message somebody. That is something that we ask everybody to do, is please ask before you direct message somebody. But we have ways that you can opt in where it says, oh, I'm DM friendly. You can message me anytime. Sometimes you need a verification system to eliminate trolls. What we choose to do, and we realize there are fake FetLife accounts, but we choose to make sure that everyone goes through an identification process where they introduce themselves, tell if they're male, female, or non-binary, where they're chatting from, what they're looking for, the types of DS relationships they're in. And then we ask for a FetLife profile. And that is kind of our way of doing like Facebook verified for a lot of dating apps, or like Tinder or Bumble. But that's the one way we try to do it. And yes, caffeinated pro, you shouldn't be looking at FetLife at work, but if you're happy, you're happy. There are within Discord ways you can set up picture rooms where you can share pictures. And that's actually a lot of fun. Discord is also very, GIF or JIF or however you ought to pronounce it friendly, especially on the phone application. And that's the other great thing about Discord. Discord on phone is just as easy as Discord on your computer. Discord will allow you to set up voice chats where you can have a party room, the old party line. I think I'm the only one here old enough to remember what party lines were back. I never got to participate in one. But yes, they had things where you could get on a telephone and talk to everybody in your neighborhood. And you can set up different voice chats for that. And then video chats. And we actually have a guy named Killian who does some amazing video chats where he puts things together. And we actually will play Cards Against Humanity inside the entire Discord server using a thing called Air Console. I'm going to go to the next thing here. So here are some of the activities you can share. We have a game that we play in the ones we choose called TTT, Truth or Truth Tuesday or Thursday, or yesterday we actually played it on Wednesday. And what it is, it's a game of truth or dare, except it's all truths. And it's a great way to learn about each other. what you do is you have one facilitator, which is usually me, and they will set up the order of people who will ask questions. The first question is asked, and then everybody answers it. And it's great because we've found that we really get to know about each other, and not only from a vanilla perspective or a kinky perspective, but just kind of the way that we think, and it draws us closer together. The one thing I will say about that is there has been a thing called the Catsuit Challenge that's been out there ever since we started, and that is nobody has ever asked me a question that I was too embarrassed to answer. And I'm still looking for the first one. So if you happen to have one that you want to ask in the chat and somebody wants to challenge me on it, I'm more than happy to do that. We have personality quizzes, a lot of the things that are going around Facebook about things, go back to high school and talk about high school or talk about your favorite movies. Those are always great. Then shared experiences. I talked about Killian's game night. We will watch movies together where we will all meet and we'll pick a movie on Netflix, either using Netflix Party or just everybody starting it at the same time. And then in Discord, we can play Mystery Science Theater 3000 with it and make all sorts of really funny comments about it. There are voice chats. In the ones we choose, I have a channel called Tonight at 8:30, which I won't be able to have for tonight. But it's basically I will try to pop in there every night at 8:30. And if somebody needs to have a conversation or just somebody to talk to, they always have somebody there at 8:30 that they can share their day with. That's especially important for people who are living by themselves and just need to hear a friendly voice. Then there's live role play. You can do this either through chat or through voice. But now it is my honor and privilege to introduce Switchy Cat to tell you about the live role play that occurred in a voice chat just a couple days ago.
Yeah, so I'm quite the exhibitionist, and I have a Love Ends Nora. So if you're not familiar with that, it is called a teledildonic. So it's a Bluetooth-controlled vibrator that can be controlled long distance either on your phone app or through just a regular browser. And so people were teasing me about it and saying, come on, Switchy Cat, let's control your vibe. And so I picked a person and had them control my vibe live in the voice chat, moaning and all. And it was super hot. Everyone enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was great.
So I will tell you that the reactions that came back online for that were amazing. I wasn't in the voice chat because I'm with my ex and my kids here, so I couldn't really listen to it. Even if I had my headphones on, they would be going, what are you listening to and why are you smiling so much? So, but that was probably one of the most popular things I've ever seen on Kinkland, and I have a hunch that we're going to be seeing a few more of those. Maybe not just from Switchy Cat, but from other people too who suddenly want to buy one. I wonder why.
I have a sale link. Should I post the sale link?
Yes, please post the sale link.
Okay. If you buy it from this website, it's on sale for you.
Ooh.
And if 8 people buy them, then I get a toy. So I really would love if you all bought one using this link specifically.
This is not the Amway of sex toys, I promise you. And then the video chats I had mentioned earlier, the off-the-cuffs quarantine munch. I know that the Maximus had posted the link on that. I think it's offthecuffs.org. Go join them on Friday nights, especially if you're feeling alone and you just want to talk with some kink folks. It's great. But you can set up those kind of video chats within Discord as well. But Zoom is actually a really good piece of software for that. I'm going to turn it to the next page and talk about some of the positives and things to watch for when you start sites like this. Connections with each other. I mean, one-on-one connections happen and friendships actually happen in these things. Connections between communities. we've noticed that the Columbus folks have started joining Kinkland, and I think that's thanks to our great ambassador Switchy Cat on that, because the conversation now is not something that should be just in one place, but should be pretty much worldwide and nationwide. This is a time when we're going to get through this together. I don't mean to quote anybody who is politically charged on that, but when you have love and respect as the basis of a chat site, I think you can realize that having love and respect all around you can really lift you up. And because love and support is great, especially when we need it the most, and the chance to get to know each other better. I've actually gotten a few friends from the Discord. As a matter of fact, I had somebody reach out to me today, said, "Hey, I listened to you on Off the Cuffs, and it was fun. I'm on this week's episode, by the way." There's a little self-promotion for you. They listened and they said, "Would love to connect with you and meet you sometime." And they're down in Columbus. And I said, "Absolutely. Next time I'm down in Columbus, we will definitely get together." What to watch for the pitfalls. Drama. It follows you everywhere, just like Comic Sans. I was hoping I'd get a laugh from Nookie from that.
I have my phone on mute, but I read that earlier as we went through this, and I cracked up.
So, drama, yes, yeah.
You definitely win the internets with that one tonight. Yeah.
Drama will follow you everywhere. It follows you on FetLife. It'll follow you in your own private chats. It'll follow you on public chats, whether people get into political arguments, arguments about kink shaming, arguments that put down other people for the way they are. It will happen. So you have to make sure that you have people there who are ready to calm the situation down when it happens. When it does happen, it can tear a community apart. So you always have to make sure that you support each other and you're there for each other. And if somebody is disrupting your joy, make sure somebody knows about it so we can help you. I'd love to say this is an absolutely drama-free world, but, well, that sometimes happens. Excuse me, Cleo. I have my son's cat who hasn't seen my son because he's self-quarantining because he was over in Europe just before all this stuff happened. So he's been staying with his girlfriend. Yeah, that's self-quarantining, I guess. A few key elements when you do this. Have a mission. That means our mission is love and respect for all. Make sure that you take care of each other, that you like each other. If you love each other, that's great, but always have respect for everyone. And I'm going to pass it on to Switchy to talk a little bit about having a staff, because we made the mistake of trying to start too quickly and didn't get ourselves staffed up right. And Switchy was able to solve that problem. Switchy?
Yeah, so having a staff is really going to help, especially to eliminate drama. You know, we have a suggestions category. So if someone were to make a suggestion, we can make a decision of, yes, we want to add that channel, no, we want to add that channel, you know, whatever we want to do. Staff is really important to moderating, making sure people are posting the stuff in the correct channels. For example, we have a not safe for work pictures for, you know, boobs or whatever. Then we have a little bit of a more explicit type pictures for genitalia or fluids or more hardcore, maybe edge play stuff. So making sure that those are being monitored properly. Also, for our verification process, the staff are responsible for making sure the introductions are done correctly with a FetLife link. So our staff are literally going on, reading the intros, making sure the FetLife is there, you know, verifying that FetLife profile, making sure that that's a true profile. And yeah, just kind of making sure everything runs smoothly. If something kind of starts getting drama-y, you know, moderating that and kind of moving the conversation along to our general mission of love and kindness.
And the last one is, of course, be good to each other. That's very important to us. So I am now, as we speak, if you look at your chat bar, I am pasting in the Discord link to join Kinkland TV. That is a permanent link. You can use that. And if you'd like to join us, give us a little bit of time to be able to verify you and bring you on in, because I have a hunch we're going to have a few people joining us after this. But I wanted to make sure we left some time for Q&As, and thank you everybody for being a part of this. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I think this has been a lot of amazing information. It really expands the ideas of, you know, what people can do and how they can connect, what communities we can join, how we can create our own communities. I mean, it's just astonishing to me how quickly this community has pulled together and started producing some really like amazing, engaging content and opportunities for everyone out here. So that's super duper exciting. I'm really loving that. So Ryan, you I know you'd been collecting some questions. Let's get some of those in there.
Yep,
somebody there you are.
Well, somebody asked, can you post the Discord channel names? I think, doesn't this cover it with the Discord link?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the job. Okay, so this is a question more for Katsu and Switchy. What was the name again of the thing that was used to play Cards Against Humanity together online?
It's called Air Console, and they are actually having a free month where they've made all their games online available for the next month. I don't know if it's like the thing that CBS All Access is doing where they're giving a free month out, hoping that you'll stick around. But it's called Air Console, and you can Google it, and it's pretty easy to find. But they have Cards Against Humanity, and I think if you go to the paid site, you can have like 50 different people playing. But it's very funny. They have a guy who sounds like a butler as the host. He's really funny.
And that was by Childbird, by the way. I'll try to up who asked what question. Okay. This question was from Miss L. I think this question is more for you, Nookie. Will the notes for this chat, I think she might have been referring to the deck rather than the transcript, be available mm-hmm. offline later? I have some people who weren't able to make this but wanted the info.
We post the deck with the replay of all of the shows. We are able to make this part of things, the live part of things, free, but hosting things and, you know, keeping track of them and, you know, making sure they're all posted where everybody can get to them and so on and so forth, that takes a lot of effort. So that is actually part of our Plus membership. The replays are put up for Plus members. And Ryan will pop the link in for that.
I sure will.
Oh, they're saying, some people are saying that they've lost audio. So that's frustrating. I don't know what's going on there. Sound just died.
Uh-oh.
But it's like, yeah, it's like five in a row.
Okay, so we've got somebody who says they've still got it on mobile. And a Texas Bell can still hear us. So some people can still hear and some people can't. So that's a little frustrating. Yeah, so Ryan, go ahead and pop in the link for the Plus membership.
I'm also going to put in a little preamble there of talking about the Plus membership.
Yeah, please do that.
Ryan and Nookie, I want to mention, if you all want to reach out to me on, and I'll leave this up to Switchy if she wants to, but if you want to reach out to me on FetLife in a private message, hi there, Catsuit, just like you're saying it, hi there, Catsuit. You're more than welcome to reach out to me on a direct message, and I will do my best to get back to all your answers as soon as I can.
Yeah. We'll definitely put your link up there and make sure that people can have that access.
And I know Switchy, and I'll let Switchy talk about this, but Switchy, her Mr. Scott Engineering is available to help people build things. And I think she's actually doing a little bit of a business with this, aren't you?
Well, I mean, that would be ideal. I mean, right now I've just been helping communities in need. I know in the Columbus, our community dungeon, The Space, I'm working with them to try to get something set up. But it does take a lot of time, especially if you want bots and stuff like that. So you can hit me up on FetLife. It's switchy_cat. I have my Discord information on my page, so you can join mine and get in contact with me there. I am a broke college student. So, you know, if you are willing to throw some crumbs my way, that would be awesome. But, you know, that would be cool.
And I will tell you, Switchy is amazing to work with. Just absolutely amazing. We could not have done this without her. Easily, I can say that. And yes, I'll take the 20 later.
You know, Waffle House after The Space, and we'll call it even.
There we go. Any more questions, Ryan?
That's all I saw from up thread. I'm still typing in that, like, the full written out offer for the people who can't hear. So I didn't see any other questions.
Anybody, please feel free to reach out. I mean, the only thing we can ever do for each other is just try to be there for each other. And I'm sitting in a house in Cincinnati. I have a nice front porch, and all I've been doing is binge watching the CBS Star Trek series. So I have a lot of time on my hands these days, and I'm more than happy to help you in whatever way. And even if you just need to reach out to get an inspirational voice, I'm more than happy to do that. Nookie will vouch for the fact that I'm one of those people who truly is a connector of friends, and I want to try to be able to help anybody that I can. So please feel free to... feel free to reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hi There Catsuit has been really generous with his time and his efforts. Absolutely. I mean, what, we met, gosh, last July?
At COPE, yep.
Yep, at COPE. And, you know, there's just been there was a really great connection. You started sending me your writings, and I really enjoyed that. And I was able to learn a little bit more about you. So that was super awesome. Kitty says, usernames and email addresses. What should we consider if we have multiple social accounts?
I think that a lot of our folks are using their FET name on the Discord. I've shortened mine to Catsuit. You can actually, when you log on to Discord, you can have one name, and you can actually change your name in each of the different Discord servers. So I could be, as a matter of fact, on our private one, the ones we choose, I actually have the word Catsuit with a top hat and a picture of a cat, because there's a legend of Toppy Catsuit. So people get a joy out of that. But on the Kinkland, I'm just Catsuit. But you can change your name multiple times in the actual Discord if you want to. So you're not hooked to that. I use a separate email whenever I log into anything kinky, which is my old FetLife name.
That's a good idea. Another thing that to keep in mind is that if you do have a kink specific Gmail, you can also then get a kink specific telephone number, virtual Ooh. Telephone number that can, you can either use VoIP, or you can have it ring to your phone. So I actually recommended that in the book, Dating Kinky Presents Dating Kinky, when you are getting to know people, and, you know, maybe it's a good idea to, you know, start texting or start using phone numbers, but you don't necessarily want to give out, you know, the one that you use all of the time.
And I'm going to continue, please.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you had mentioned my writing a little bit earlier. I am hitting the button now with the link to the the non-FetLife version of it. All my writings are on FetLife, but the non-FetLife version actually has its own WordPress. And I've had a lot of people say that they've enjoyed sharing my journey through my writing. So if you're on the WordPress site, start at the end and go to the beginning. But there's actually an index in FetLife. Once again, this self-promotion, I feel like I'm a guy on The Tonight Show plugging a movie. Switchy Cat, do you have any upcoming appearances you want to plug?
Not really. I wish I would have made a website before this, but, you know, just hit me up on FetLife. I'll probably do another exhibition here soon, so look forward to another live Nora session. So maybe I'll do one again next week or something.
Yes, and Ryan.
If you have the budget, buy some Lush Lovedance products.
I only need 8, so I feel like with 52 we can definitely get that happening, so I can get a Lush and then go to a restaurant or something and be all subtle about it. Now Nookie, that would be hot.
We'll add that to the show page of her.
We can definitely do that. Miss Althea, what I was talking about was a Google Voice number. So if you have a Gmail account that you're using specifically for your kinky stuff, you might want to get a Google Voice number through that account. That way you can get text messages through that account. You can have them forwarded to your phone. You can have rings forwarded to your phone if you actually want to pick up the phone and speak with somebody. You can have voicemail forwarded to your email. It's really quite useful, and it's free. So that's a wonderful thing. And it helps protect your privacy because, again, you know, there's times when we just, you know, don't want to share that information. I actually tell people that I generally don't share that information with them until I've met them in person, not because I'm worried about them having my number. I'm pretty good with the block if necessary, but because frankly, I don't want to give them that much of my time and energy. Mm-hmm. I don't want people I think of as strangers being able to interrupt my day in the same way that my friends can when they text me or call me. So that's more my philosophy. But when I have used Google Voice, it's been very useful. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I would love to take a minute. If you enjoyed what we did tonight and you love the idea of us putting on educational events at no cost to everybody who can join us live, and you might be interested in supporting us, please do consider the Plus membership. What is the Plus membership? Well, first of all, it's a library. That book, Dating Kinky, that I told you about, it's in there. It's part of the Plus membership. So is the Big Book of Ass. So is What is Kinky Anyway? So is FLR Femdom and Women in Charge. And next month is Understand Me Now, and That's an Order. Our book on communication for relationships, including BDSM, kink, and non-monogamy.
That's a sentimental title for me, because that was one of my first contributions, you know, on the was the brainstorming session for that title.
You get a new book every month, plus you get all the replays of these webinars, and you get them in video and audio. So if you miss a webinar, you can listen to it like a podcast, which, you know, that's a super awesome feature. Plus you get online classes. Right now we've got Learn to Love Anal, we've got Meet the Kinksters, and we have the Alpha Submissive Yield Your Strength class. the name that's a great question, David. The name that appears on the credit card charge is actually 10th Cloud Incorporated. So it is not, it doesn't say anything about Kinky. And you can go directly through, you know, PayPal as well. So that way it's just a PayPal charge if you prefer.
That's a good thing for us to add in the FAQ section. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you off. Yeah, we definitely should. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We also have features in the dating part of the site that we're in the process of getting ready for you right now. So you'll have better features as far as filtering, saving searches, and being able to control your online experience that much more. And, you know, plus it's just the best damn deal out there right now. Actually, I have a story to tell you. My CFO, Joe, he's awesome. He was like the CFO of like Ticketmaster Europe. I really shouldn't say that probably. But anyway, But he said that he would come help me out and be my CFO as long as I didn't give everything away. So he helped me come up with this price for Plus membership, $20 a month. And I said, but Joe, why don't we give it to people for less for a little while? You know, I mean, just let me, you know, get some people in the door. And he says, okay. So that VIP underscore member coupon that Ryan's going to pop back in there again really quickly, that actually gets you, there you go. That actually gets you the membership for 75% off. So it's $5 a month, $5 a month for a $10 book, all of these recordings, online classes, and all of the cool stuff. So
what's the retail honestly, price of the Learn to Love Anal? Is that like $79.99?
$97.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that's also, yeah. And that product, for example, has like, what is it, like 8 different lessons with all MP3, you know, recordings. Yeah. You know, so.
Yes, butt stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of butt stuff
with, you know, what, hours of your voice guiding you along. You know, for.
I'm not really sure we should be telling people that.
All right. Sorry.
There are people going to be like, where's the porn? But anyway.
I use the gentle verbs. You know.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And you know what? If you're not the type of person to buy a Plus membership, you're not the type of person to spend the money, that's no problem. We still love you. Bring all of your friends, especially the ones that like to spend $5 a month. Tell people about this. You know, we're building a community here of amazing people. And hey, even if you can just share when we're doing things on social media, that would be super awesome because we have amazing things coming up. And when I kick you out of here, you're going to fall on a page, the webinar thank you page. And that's going to have information about our upcoming webinar in June, not cheating. It's not cheating. It's ethical, consensual, non-monogamy. Yes, you're awesome. And there's a feedback form. You can give us feedback on this webinar and let us know, you know, how you felt about it, whether you loved it. We know you loved it, but why you loved it. Give, you know, nice props to Catsuit and Cat for doing this because, you know, they're freaking awesome, right? And so let's give a big round of applause to Cat and Catsuit for putting this on for us.
I'm curtsying, if you couldn't tell.
I could not tell. So thank you for that visual. I absolutely did need it.
Actually, shouldn't Catsuit be, you know, on a knee with the sword down, you know, like, you know, yes. Knight post?
Yes, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah,
Nookie is a queen. Maybe might not be your queen. She is a queen, though.
I vote for down on the knee. Absolutely.
Yes, my queen.
Yeah.
She loves hearing that.
I
look forward to the time when you meet my queen. So you may have already met her, but we'll talk about that later.
Nookie, we should talk about next week.
Oh, next week. Oh, by the way, so next week, I am actually running a webinar for kinky dating in the time of COVID-19, where I'm going to be talking about how to connect with kinky people, how to find kinky people, and then how to set up a first date online. So, you know, you can't make it out of the house necessarily, but you can make it out of the confines of your mind. And so, I think this is the first time I'm actually presenting for us. I've managed to make it all the way to March without being the official presenter for anything. So
good luck. We're all counting on you.
This nice. Will be me.
That's an airplane callback. I got that. Mm-hmm. it's a big building with patience.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and hit stop the recording, but thank you again, Switchy Cat. Thank you, Catsuit. Thank you, everyone who chose to spend an hour of your evening with us and to learn about keeping the kinky community connected. Oh, there's some alliteration for you. to, you know, just spend some time socializing, you know, being with people. It's been great having.
Also, Friday we have the first FemDom Friday, right? With
D20. Oh yeah, next Friday we've got our first FemDom Friday with D20 Dom. That's super exciting. I can't wait. We put that off last month because she had a little bit of a fire.
Let me put that show page in here.
Yeah, but now she's ready to go.
And if everyone, that link I put in maybe like 30 seconds ago of the schedule, if you bookmark that, that will just continue to update and refresh with whatever upcoming events we have. So if you can, you know, put that in your not safe for work bookmarks, you'll always be able to access whatever we have coming down the pike as far as our live events.
Or you could sign up at that link I just put in there, which should go into your links, Ryan. Just put your email in there. Once a week, mm-hmm. you'll get an update of all of the webinars that we have planned.
This is hot off the press here. You know, this
link. This is brand new. I actually just did this like 5 minutes before I got in.
I was like, I've been scooped here. What's going on? You know, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, put in your email there and you'll just receive a email just once a week letting you know everything that's coming up on the calendar, any new information you need to know about webinars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's a great way to keep on top of pretty much everything as far as, you know, the webinars go. That is not our normal newsletter. It is just webinars totally and completely, just letting you know when things are happening as we, you know, crank up more and more of these things. So that's a good one. That's datingkinky.com/webinar-news. Okay.